This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, it's Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Carey, along with Tanner Schwint, also known as the hippie and the cowboy. A lot of different things. Joining us now on the phone, he's going to be performing Friday night at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley. It is the one and only Mr. Chris Jansen. Chris, how are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. May I say that I've been listening to your promos leading up to this on the station. The station sounds dang good, guys. Sounds really good.
Thank you, Chris, man. I really appreciate that. This is Tanner and I have been together for closing in on a couple years here on this talk show. I spent 35 years behind the mic doing country radio and did that forever, and then just got into this talk radio thing about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It's a different vibe, man. I'm telling you.
I like it, man. You know, I like it. That intro reminded me of like the classic rock station I grew up on. I was like, classic rock. I just love that, dude. It took me back to a moment in time a second ago. I was like, oh, these are my people right here.
I love it. I love it. Well, Chris, this is Tanner. Thanks so much for joining us, man. I've been a big fan of yours for quite some time, excited to have you coming to Greeley, man. Of course, we remember you when you were at the Greeley Stampede a couple years back, man. But how has life been? How are things going for Chris Jansen?
Well, brother, I'm blessed, and too blessed to be stressed, really. I appreciate you asking, and everything's going good, man. You know, since then, we've had a slew of number one country songs, and which is just, I'm just so thankful for and grateful. It's an exciting week. You know, we're not only coming out for the show, it's going to be a great one, by the way. So everybody who's out there listening, get your tickets, and it'll be fantastic. We're going to be bringing all the hits like Buy Me a Boat, Fix a Drink, Good Vibes, Done, All I Need Is You, What You See Is What You Get, Take a Drunk Girl Home, a whole bunch of them. And it's going to be a great night for America. It's going to be a great night, you know, just celebrating happiness and country music and positivity. But man, it's been going good. We got a new hit single that just came out just a few weeks ago called What You See Is What You Get. And we are dropping that video this Friday. By the way, may I say, it's going to be my biggest video to date. I can confidently speak that over it for sure. And I've got a co-star in it who's so famous that it kind of blows my mind. So once you see it, you'll go, holy crap, he was not lying.
Come on, Chris, break some news. Give us something here, man.
Well, I wish I could, but I can't. I mean that for, I'm so sorry, but you just wait till Friday when it comes, and it's very exciting. The song is, I love it, it's awesome, but the video really drove it home, and it's going to be good, man. We're going to play it up in Greeley, and you know, it's like I said, it's brand new, and you know, sometimes playing new songs right out the gate, it's, you know, people had to get familiar with them. But man, people are really diving into this, and I appreciate it. And you know, we just came off of a number one with All I Need Is You, and God is good, man. And I woke up today and feeling pretty blessed. You know, my wife is hot, my kids are healthy, like life is good.
What more can you ask for?
No, seriously,
not much.
This is great. This is why I've Chris wouldn't know me by phone, but I've interviewed him several times, hung out in Nashville right after I got inducted into the Country Radio Hall of Fame. Out in the parking lot was Chris, and he was one of the first guys to congratulate me. So I will always remember that, being on the air when we got By a Boat. And then you Holdin' yep. Her, which I know was co-written by a buddy of mine, James Otto, who I know you know very well as well. That one, that was one of the first ones that showed me a lot of diversity in you, you know, in that debut album. And I had to think that was a bit of the thought behind the record label coming out with that second.
Well, 100%. And you know, the interesting thing was I wrote that before Buy Me a Boat, so it's kind of happened in reverse effect. But I love that song too. And of course, you know, that 6 pound 8 ounce baby girl now is 12 years old and thinks she's 20. So it's crazy, but Yeah, I mean, I wrote that song back when I really didn't have much going on, you know, and just was kind of trying to get it going years ago. And then, of course, Boat really changed the game, as you know, and set us on this huge trajectory, which we're on. And I love Holding Her. You know, that was a big record for us, sold a lot of records, and was, of course, was a top 20 on the radio. But that's still a fan favorite. I should have mentioned that in the first go-round there. I get hyped up about talking about the number ones. I forget sometimes, but man, all hits matter, you know, and I'm grateful for that one just as I am any of the others.
How many Mountain Dews so far today, Chris?
Just one today. So
okay.
Far. That's a fabulous question, and I'm glad that you remember and know me that well.
Yes.
Man, I've only had one today, but you know, I've had a crazy week, so I quite frankly have not had time to drink Mountain Dew like I normally do. I've been just crushing water all week because I had 5 shows this week.
Wow.
And only one, yeah, and only one day off in between them. So Monday was my only day that I didn't have a show in the last 5 days, 6 days, I guess. But it's been going really good. You know, people always say, they say, man, the more successful you get, you can slow down a little bit and really smell the roses. I'm like, listen, dog, the more success I've gotten, I'm ready to, like, grow a bigger garden. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to plant more. I don't want to smell these dang roses. I want to plant more roses and then go buy another piece of property and plant some more. So that's my whole thing. It's like when you're wanted, I have always went on the merit that if you're wanted, what a blessing. Go and do it. Instead of being the guy who's like, oh, I'm so wanted now. Now I'm not going to give the people what they want. Now I'm just going to lay back and do so many shows a year. No, I'm like, pile them on. I told my agent, pile the shows on and let's work. Like, hey, man, I'm in the top, what, 1%, maybe half of 1% of the world who gets to do life and a career at this level. And it's all I ever wanted. And so I get excited about it, man. I'm legitimately living the American dream that how many people try and never get to achieve. So I just love it.
Amen. Chris Jansen joining us now on Good Morning NoCo. He'll be at the Union Colony Civic Center. Didn't think I had a follow-up on the Mountain Dew question probably, Chris, but I do. We've got a Mountain Dew connoisseur here at the station. Are you a traditional Mountain Dew flavor guy? Are you like the red, code red? What's your Mountain Dew go-to?
Well, that's a great question, actually, and it's interesting that you asked during this time of my life, because just the other day I tried one of those purple ones.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But I am a traditionalist, but for all the junkies out there, I love the Call of Duty bottles and cans. That was a good era for Mountain Dew. I'm not into the throwback. I'm not trying to be cool and like early 80s, 1970s hipster. I don't like the real sugar taste. I prefer the fake really bad stuff for you. So, you know, if I'm going to destroy it, we might as well destroy it tasting good. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
I do.
Chris, back kind of to the music side here, away from the Mountain Dew for a moment, although I feel like we could start a podcast talking about Mountain Dew. But, man, you've become a veteran of the game at this point, and I'm just curious, man, from an outsider looking in, how have you seen the music industry change, the country music industry change, during your time in the profession?
It's funny you mentioned that, because I feel like I was a veteran when I was 15. I mean, I've been doing this since I was 9 years old. I've been playing music for a living. You know, I just only until 2016 did I start having real substantial hits. But man, I've seen it change. I don't really. You know, the thing is like it's always changing so much, and the world is changing so much, and so it doesn't really bother me. I don't really care. I mean, I just have always somehow the Lord has blessed me and given me the opportunity to be successful during changes or not changes or whatever, and I've always just found my way. And here's how I do that. I just do it by being honest with myself first and honest with other people and making music that makes me happy. And if it makes me happy, it's probably going to make somebody else happy. And that's how I've always looked at it. And also, you know, I love my job, and it is my job. And even though it's not, you know, work per se in some people's eyes, it definitely is when you're doing it at this level and capacity. However, I love my job, and I'm really thankful for it. So, you know, change is always going to come. It's inevitable. I mean, even like in the places that we all live, right? Like, you know, progress is going to come, and houses are going to be built and things like that. And so I've always just had, I don't know, God has just blessed me with a smooth and steady career and has always been on the upward bound in a good way, which I'm grateful for. And you know, not everyone can say that. So I just take things as they come, and I celebrate the little victories along the way. Yeah, it is. I try to remind people all the time, like, we live in such a fast-paced world and just the world in general, that we have to celebrate the little victories along the way, because, man, like, that's the world I grew up in, and the same ones you guys grew up in. Like, the world that I remember being a kid in, like, people celebrated little victories. People had backyard barbecues. People, you know, the life was a little bit slower. There wasn't, you know, social media was not really a thing. And so, you know, we just live in a fast-paced world, and I'm a fast-paced guy, but I'm also a slow-paced guy to an extent. And I just pray my way through it, and just happy. I just wake up every day, and like, I have a song that's called Every Day of the Week, and it says, I wake up every day and I get to be me. I mean, I wake up every day and I try to be the best me that I can be, try to be the best husband and father that I can be. And then everything else, just if my home priorities are in line, then my music and career will certainly be in line. And that's just kind of the way I look at it.
We're visiting with Chris Jansen, going to be in concert at the UCCC Friday night here in Greeley. Got a couple more questions, and I know you're a busy guy, Chris, but I need you to explain something to me, because I believe it was last summer I awoke from what I thought was a fever dream that you recorded a song with Dolly Parton and Slash. And then I looked, and it was true. It wasn't. I was having a dream, but it came true. 21 Forever. How did that happen?
Wow, that's wild, man. Well, thank you so much. And, well, in this world, I say with any kind of any, this goes for anybody and any person of any walk of life, if you dream big, you have a good chance at winning big.
Yeah.
Seriously. But you got to really believe in yourself. And I've always... Here's the deal, man. I bet on myself 100% of the time, all the time, no matter what. If I'm up against any kind of odds, I bet on myself, because I believe that much in myself, not in a cocky way, but just in a confident way.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Dolly and Slash thing, I had this song called 21 Forever that I'd written, and I literally said from the beginning, this sounds like a Dolly Parton duet. I mean, I just said it one day, And I literally from the very beginning sort of felt like it was a bit reminiscent of, you know, November Rain by Guns N' Roses. And so in the very early stages of the demo, I said, man, how cool would it be to get Slash to play on this? Well, you just reach out and ask. And what is the worst that could happen? You know, I got some good things on my side. I got a big record label. I got a name. I got hit songs. So it's, you know, people know me, but, you know, it's like, but, you know, it could happen to anybody. You just got to ask. And the thing is I made the ask, and they said yes. And I figured, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. I mean, no big deal, you know. And a lot of people are so precious about their jobs and their lives, and they really think a lot of themselves, you know, in our industry. And I don't. So I don't really care if a door shuts in my face. I just figure there's another one around the corner, or I just kick that one down if I really want to get through it. And with Dolly and Slash, it was like the door was always open, and they were so kind and gracious. And, of course, I've been friends with Dolly for several years, my wife and I, and I've done a lot of things for her, like favor-wise, as far as some benefits that she's done and things like that. So she's really good at reciprocating, you know, the favors, and she's a great person. And Slash is awesome, quiet guy, and just kind of does his deal. He's the rock star, you know. So, in my dealings in my earlier years of my career, before I ever had Buy Me a Boat and all that stuff, when I was writing songs full time, I was writing a lot with a lot of his bandmates, Duff McKagan, Izzy Stradlin.
Wow.
Yeah, I started out, that's a whole other rabbit hole we could go down, but I started my songwriting career when I was 19 and 20 with Guns N' Roses, which at the time was Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, of course.
So that was my first intro to songwriting. So I've had a wild ride, but to answer your question, getting them on there, I just asked. That was it. I just said, would you do this? And they were like, absolutely.
Well, I got to get the numbers because I've got some ideas too.
Well, I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy. I know it sounds so nonchalant, like, man, you just like, you cocky son of a gun, like, oh, just ask and they did it. But I mean, the thing is, just like, but it's true, guys. I mean, you know, if you want something bad enough, you just got to go out there and get it. I mean, when I saw my wife for the first time, this is a true story. When I saw Kelly for the first time, I looked over at my buddy with me, and I said, dude, I'm going to marry that girl right there. He goes, yeah, right. She's hot. You know? And I was like, and I mean, you think I'm kidding. I'm not even kidding, guys. And so I was like, okay, you just watch and learn. Now, it took 3 years to get that done, but...
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, now, I don't know if this is FCC appropriate, because we're on live radio here, Chris, but what can you tell us what the pickup line was that you used on your wife?
I didn't even give her a pickup line, dude. I just was like, I said, hey, I mean... Do you want to come out to my cabin and write songs with me?
There you go. Oh, all right. You know, and, I like that. Touch creepy, touch great, Chris. I mean, that's right where it's at.
Well, the God's honest truth is, I mean, I just told her right off the bat, I mean, I don't really want to write songs with you. I mean, I'm just, you know, whatever. But, so, no, but, you know, I want to write more than songs. But anyway, it was really good, and she's fabulous. But here's the deal. You got to speak it, man. I'm not one of these new age people who's like, oh, let's manifest this. I mean, who says that word? I don't even say that word. So I'm just like a realist. I'm an old school guy. I just say, hey, man, if you want it bad enough, you got to dream big. You got to win big. You got to go out there and get it. I mean, when you see this video come out Friday, y'all, I'm telling you, day of the show, we're celebrating this video.
Yeah.
And this video, I'm telling you straight up, this is not like, oh, cool, he just got some random, you know, B-list famous person to be in it with him. That's cool. No. This is like, this is top tier, dude. I mean, for real. Like, this is big time. So when you see it, you're going to go, God dang, he was not even joking. I mean, for real. And so, again, it was and know this, once you see it, to put the pieces together, you may say, well, how in the heck did that happen? Like, that is unbelievable. I just asked.
I love it.
I mean, what is the worst that could happen? Like, no, we're not interested, or I have no idea who you are, or I don't like your music, or what's the worst that could happen? Who cares? I'm not precious about myself. Like, I live in the real world. I mean, some people are going to like it, some people are going to love it, some people are not going to like it, and some people are going to hate it. Whatever. Who cares? Like, I'm proud of what I do. I'm crushing it at life, and hey, man, I'll reach out to the most famous person. I reach out to the most famous person who's a friend of mine, and by the way, most famous person and most followed person in the world, to most extent. And I said, hey, brother, would you like to join me in this video? Because I know you like country music and stuff, and we're friends and whatever. And he was like, oh, heck yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, whatever.
All right, man. Get your tickets.
For the video and for the show.
Yeah, ucstars.com, ucstars.com. Make sure. Listen, I've already got texts from my family that said we're getting on there. We're going to be there and go and watch the show on Friday night at Union Colony Civic Center. We'll be staying tuned for the video. Where can we see the video and what time on Friday will that drop, Chris?
Yeah, it premieres on YouTube, which will be great. We're doing a big premiere there. I'm flying to Los Angeles tomorrow to do all the press for it, so that's pretty exciting. Thursday press day out there, so that kind of gives another hint. I mean, it's a big co-star, and a very close friend of mine. So it comes out on Friday. I think, what am I? Maybe 10 Eastern.
He is
time.
Dropping really... hints everywhere.
Yeah, come on, just
it's
say
like
it, Chris.
Easter
just break some noise. Break some news with us.
I'm a hints guy. I'm in it for the hints.
All right, man.
But it's going to be a great show. Listen, it's going to be a fabulous show, and I'm telling you, for those of you who may not have a ticket yet, you should get one because it's not a sales pitch for me. The show is really fantastic. It's a lot of fun, and we have a good time. And really, I just love. I'm in the people business. I love people, and you know, I enjoy playing music for them. But the good news is, when you come to a Jansen show, it's not like you're just coming to hear one of your average run-of-the-mill country guys who has like a hit and a half. You know, we have, I mean, what do we have, 6 number ones and a bunch of number ones I've written for my friends, and we just have a dang good time, man. We throw a few in there we can dance to, and it's just, awesome. And it, and I think the thing I'm most proud of and I would like to say is that I encourage people. I am a family guy, and it's a family-oriented show. So, you know, you're not going to come and wish you didn't kind of thing. You know, I promise you that. It's family-oriented. We keep it cool, classy, clean, and fun. And, you know, it's for everybody.
But it is. Chris is just one of the best entertainers you're going to see anywhere and one of the best people I've met in the business. God bless
thanks,
you, brother.
Man.
I tell you what, when we come back on the other side, we'll give away some tickets, let you know how you can win. But, Chris, look forward to seeing you on Friday. Great to catch up with you. And God bless you for what you do for country music, but what you do to give us something to look forward to at the end of the day, and that's cranking up some music and feeling good, brother.
Well, you're so kind, man. I appreciate y'all's time, and I look forward to seeing you up there. It's going to be an awesome show, like I said, and look forward to seeing all the fans, man. Thank you.
Perfect. There you go, Chris. Appreciate you, my friend. There's Chris Jansen. A wonderful, wonderful interview there. We've completely taken the clock, thrown it out the window, so we need to pay some bills. On the other side, we're going to give away two tickets to see Chris Jansen at UCCC this Friday. On the other side, stay tuned. We'll let you know how you can win those. 9:26 the time. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.